All right, ongoing invitation. Okay, this is Catholic Answers Live, and the first hour we're going to dig into a topic that is adult in nature. So this is one of those listener discretion advice type hours. If you have kids listening, this is probably not suitable for preteens and younger. We're going to talk about something that is as painful as it is difficult to deal with head on. It's the topic of pornography addiction and how to break free of pornography. Our guest is the newest acquisition here on staff at Catholic Answers. He is an expert on porn addiction. He himself is a recovering pornography addict. He's an Australian by birth and Catholic by choice. He's been a missionary in Canada and Ireland. He's appeared on the BBC, EWTN, the Irish Morning Show, and, of course, Catholic Answers Live. His name is Matthew Fradd. We welcome him now.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Good to be here.
Shaking hands.
I'll shake your hand. Yeah, man. Good to see you.
Thank you. You too, man.
Yeah, thanks.
You're looking
good. Just because
tan,
the last two interviews we've done, I've been on the phone.
Oh,
but
really?
Now you see me in person.
Ow, right on. All right, let's start at the beginning, Matthew. How did you get from where you were, I presume a very dark, painful place, mm-hmm. place of aloneness and isolation, to where you are now? Did you have a rock bottom experience where you knew, look, this is not just something I need to stop doing, this is something I can't stop doing?
Okay. Yeah, I suppose even before my conversion, which I would consider to have begun in the year 2000 at World Youth Day, before anyone had told me there was something wrong with pornography, I in fact knew that there was something wrong with pornography. You know, no one had to tell me. This didn't seem like a very masculine thing to do. When I came to Christ in the year 2000, I now had a reason to stop. The church told me so. It really wasn't until, I'd say, the first year of my marriage. Now, I did experience a lot of healing up to this time, but even falling once every couple of months mm-hmm. was difficult. So mm-hmm. that would have to be the first time. I remember my wife was down leading a Bible study with a group of girls, and I was in my house looking at pornography. So there my beautiful wife was teaching these girls about her dignity, and there I was with the curtain shut looking at pornography. Mm-hmm. And I just knew it had to stop. This isn't the man I want to be. This isn't the father I want to be. Even if the church has had nothing to say about it, I wouldn't care. I don't want to be this kind of guy. And so I suppose that was my breaking point. And a few weeks later, I began a website, thepornoeffect.com, and experienced a lot of healing through ministering, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So gradually that led me here.
And To use the phrase porn addiction, mm-hmm. some people will say, "Oh, well, come on, you're just you're medicalizing and psychologizing sin."
Mm-hmm.
How are you defining addiction?
The way I'd define addiction, I suppose, would be something compulsively used despite the adverse consequences.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting what we are beginning to understand on the science of the brain right now. When the pleasure pathways are used compulsively, a downgrading occurs in what's in a neurotransmitter known as dopamine, which mm-hmm. incentivizes us to love, to win a game, to eat a hamburger, basically anything for our survival. When this dopamine cell begins to shrink, the pleasure receptors in the nucleus accumbens in the center of our brain become starved for dopamine. So in a sense, the addict has reset the thermostat in his brain. And so the pleasure thermostat. And so he needs more types of that drug, whatever that drug is, and more potent forms just to kick even.
So let's analogize it to alcoholism.
Okay.
The alcoholic has wine with dinner and then beer with friends, and maybe once he has a fall and he gets really drunk and has a blackout,
mm-hmm.
then he feels bad. Mm-hmm. And then things are normal. Well, sooner or later, his high and low spectrum trough becomes more pronounced. And he wakes up one day, realizes he has to drink just to kick normal. Now, in the case of an alcoholic, that means more bottles or more, mm-hmm. you know, more potent mm-hmm. kinds of alcohol. Is the pornography part of the analogy more explicit forms, more bestial and animalistic and severe things that, if the person were told, say, sometime in the past that this is actually what you're going to be viewing, they would say, mm-hmm. never, this will never mm-hmm. happen. Is that the analogy?
It is. And we've got different studies that have come out on what the brain looks like on methamphetamine or cocaine. Mm-hmm. Basically, the frontal lobe, which is above the eyes, gets damaged. And this is the part of the brain that enables us to make good decisions. And so what they've found through MRI scans is that those not just addicted to pornography, but even those who engage in overeating towards obesity, the gray and white matter in the frontal lobes actually shrink. So there's a real physical effect that happens. But the good news is a study came out recently which showed that the brain actually heals itself over time. And Wendy Maltz, who wrote The Porn Trap, she suggests that the brain will take about 18 months to heal. So that's good news for the person who might be struggling with porn. Right now, they need to go, you know, white knuckle. They really need to get all the help they can. But to know that this isn't going to be like this forever. Once you take the fuel out of a car, eventually it has to die. You know, if you stop refueling it, it's going to conk out. And that's certainly been my case, true in my case.
How has the internet been a revolutionary game changer in this problem? Because prior to the early 90s, if you wanted to acquire pornography, you'd either have to, you know, go to a catalog of some kind, I guess, or go to a red light district and you face down a clerk, whatever. Also, you had to pay for everything. Now we're one click away.
Exactly.
The anonymity, the fact that it's free. How has the internet been a massive, in a way, a boon to evangelization? Our show's on the internet. You have a website. But also the ability of the internet to carry anything and everything and make it available to anyone who has internet access.
Dr. William Struthers, who wrote the book Wired for Intimacy, points out that there have been three A's which have come with the internet, and that is, just as you say, anonymity, affordability, and accessibility. We didn't have that 20 years ago. 20 years ago, if you wanted to look out porn, it took time, money, and effort. Today, it takes time, money, and effort simply to avoid it. So we're in a completely different game than we were, say, our father's generation or our grandfather's generation. Absolutely.
We're going to take a pause and come back and take your calls on breaking free of pornography with our guest, Matthew Fradd. He's an apologist and speaker on the Catholic Cancer Speakers Bureau. If you want to bring Matthew or any of our Speaker Bureau members to your next event, give us a call at toll-free. Excuse me, not the order number. Area code 619-387-7200, 619-387-7200. Matthew has a teaching CD set called Taking Down Goliath, Five Strategies to Get Porn Out of Your Life. And I'll just close with it before we hit the break. Dr. Peter Kloponis, clinical psychologist, guest on this show, said the following about Matt's new teaching CD. He says, Matt Fradd has a solid understanding of the problem of pornography addiction and how to fight this Goliath. With his five smooth stones, Matt provides practical strategies to help men get started on the road to recovery. Our guest, Matthew Fradd, on Breaking Free from Pornography, will be back after these words. 888-31-TRUTH is the toll-free phone number, 1-888-318-7884. I'm Patrick Coffin. This is Catholic Answers Live. Coming up next, your calls.